fourth hour. You got anything going on?
Yeah, I'm good with three today.
Okay.
But so I think you and Jesse can roll a fourth if you want.
Sure, digi only.
Nah,
sure.
I'm good with three.
Sure.
All right, so we've got we talked a little bit about the surprise, Jacob Monk. We talked a little bit about Bobby Portis, but we never really got further into that. And the Brewers continue to prove Jesse wrong. Now, they did lose yesterday. They were one out away from a sweep of the lowly Rockies, and not a great loss, to be sure, but certainly not
bad loss, actually.
The same as being swept by the Oakland Athletics in three games and everyone thinking you're dead for the season. And I need your help with something because I need to get ready to unveil the 20 most important Packers of 2025 with number 20, which will tip off tomorrow on channel3000.com. So I guess, Tausch, I will give you the dealer's choice of what you'd like to discuss.
Okay.
Right now.
What is the dealer's choice? You got to give me the options. What are they?
Well, I feel like I just outlined them.
The Milwaukee
you were talking about
Brewers.
The Brewers and the Rockies. The, and you said top 20 Packers.
That's
what's
two.
What's the dealer's choice?
Yeah, or the Bucks.
The Bucks. Those you're the dealer.
Right, let's talk Bucks.
Or
Bucks.
Bucks. Bucks. Bucks. Good choice.
That was not. Listen, I will hold myself to account. That was not set up well. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about, if I'm being honest. I thought you were rambling a little bit about the Brewers and Jesse, and I started thinking, had the Rockies swept the Brewers, would we be having the same conversation about the same exact time when the Oakland A's, because they're both god-awful teams. And I would have lessons learned for me, even though I said that they would not win a championship, and by the way, they didn't. I would not have written them off had the Rockies swept them because I know baseball is a fickle game. Crazy things can happen.
Did you? Now, wait a minute.
He's revising history.
Revisionist yeah. Historian Mark Tauscher. That's exactly what I was going to call him.
I said
you
they
said they were donezo. You did not what? Say that they were not going to win the championship after they lost to the Athletics. Just
yeah,
like
I said that they were
you
done.
Said the Badgers said, were going to the Final Four before you even knew they were playing in Milwaukee.
No, I knew they'd be in Milwaukee. I said if they were in Milwaukee.
No.
See, the thing is, you can add. You know what? Do you ever, like, court filings, they add addendums to things. You can add amendments to things. Not everything needs to be boom. Sometimes you can adjust and say, okay. And in this case, I said they were donezo. They were not going to win a championship. Didn't say that they wouldn't make the playoffs and get knocked out. Never said that. Sometimes things can be left unsaid, and you guys can imply what you think I thought.
Full of it.
What do you think donezo means?
Dunzo means they ain't winning a championship.
Pretty bad game.
Period.
Wow, bring Dunzo out to say that was a bad loss.
You don't think what does Dunzo mean to you? That they're not going to play anymore?
That they're not going to win a championship.
It was June. Yeah. Guys, it was June. That they ain't going to win a championship. You're right. That's what that means.
Come on.
It doesn't mean
they
that they're folding
the
up shop.
Yes, they're folding up shop.
It doesn't mean
shop.
They're folding they're up shop and not going to play another game.
No, they're playing what? Out the string. They're Dunzo. The season's over. They just got to keep playing the games because they're on the schedule. Dunzo does not mean they're not winning a chip. Come on.
I said I wanted to talk Bucks.
You did pick Bucks. I don't know how we ended up here.
Well, then tell us about American Family Insurance, and we'll talk Bucks next on Dealer's Choice from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford with Mark Tauscher.
Okay. American Family Insurance, a proud partner of Wildy and Tausch. Man, we had a great time at the Amphitheater to watch the Killers. Again, you just you go out in the community. American Family Insurance is everywhere. They support everything local for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. All so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Tausch has chosen the Bucks as the next conversational topic. So we're all on the same page. Bucks talk. Not the actual show that Justin Garcia hosts. Our version of it is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Back with the Bucks. 3 years, $44 million. And some differing opinions on whether this is going to be a good long-term investment or not. First, before we hear from our resident NBA analyst, expert, what are we calling you again?
Not expert.
Devotee?
Not expert. I just...
Consumer?
I don't know. Aficionado? What the right word is, Jason. No, that's probably too strong.
Observer?
Avid, I think I know the big... I'm a big picture guy. I don't know all the nuts and bolts like I do.
30,000 foot view guy.
Something like that. Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. Well, let's hear from a few people that take a little bit closer look.
Okay.
First, Tim Bontemps on his view of this signing and what it means for the Bucks when he talked with Evan Cohen on Sunday's NBA free agency special on ESPN Radio.
I think it's about what the number he was going to get was. I probably, you know, certainly a question of years. He gets a player option in the third year. But look, for the Bucks, it's a big summer for them. Having Bobby Portis at the four who can shoot the ball a little bit, create some space for Giannis. Again, if Brook Lopez isn't back, maybe Giannis is doing the point center thing on a regular basis this year. And, you know, it's the first of what should be a pretty active week for the Bucks as they try to build a team around Giannis good enough to contend in the East.
Okay, so now that's Tim and his take. I saw your guy Bobby Marks, Marksy as you like to call him, wrote that this contract may not age well, but that they made this move because they, again, are trying to keep their star player, and they felt like this would be something that would succeed in doing that. And that is the thought process that the guy that we like on this show, not, I mean, Justin Garcia we love on this show, but we like Windy. We're Windy guys on this show. And Windy made the case for the Bucks running it back this season with Bobby Portis and Giannis and crew. Because of the landscape of the Eastern Conference, here is Windy.
If you look at the Eastern Conference, you could make a case that if they are able to bring their core players back, re-sign Brook Lopez, retain Bobby Portis, retain Gary Trent Jr., and find a point guard that can fill in the gap until Dame Lillard hopefully comes back late in the season, you could make an argument that they could maybe get up into that top six and give themselves a chance as they look at other teams in the East struggle with injuries.
All right, Tausch, now you've heard from them. Now we want to hear from you. You said earlier in the show, in case you joined us later, the audio wasn't working on YouTube. That you liked it, you didn't love it. Mm-hmm. But that if you're going to keep Giannis and this helps keep Giannis, then you like it more than you do on the surface. How do you view big picture, though, what this is in terms of where this team is at? Brook Lopez being part of the equation. There's a lot of moving pieces that come along with this move.
There is, and I think when it comes to where this team is going, you know, when JG joined us earlier, this, you know, after their season ended, you start looking at the landscape of it, and the Bucks are pretty limited. Like, there isn't some magic wand. They don't have first-round picks. I think their next available one that they have is 2031.
Yeah.
The only way to really go about this, and the league with the last negotiation has made it more you have to kind of keep your guys. That is what I think they're trying to do. And, you know, they're trying to make it where you can't get three stars, and they're very punitive with, by the way, the best branding of all time. They have a hard cap. The NFL has a hard salary cap. You can maneuver it with signing bonuses and whatnot. But when you call it an apron, everybody kind of is like, oh, it's an apron. Oh, it's a second apron. Ooh, I like having aprons in my kitchen. It's a weird deal that it loses some of the rigidity of a hard cap, and somehow maneuvered that into, hey, that's not so bad, and it helps every other team. But when it comes to Bobby Portis, I think we've all, you know, I already discussed this. I think he is someone that can – he's a spurt guy. He's an energy guy. And if Giannis likes him and that helps Giannis feel better about sticking around and seeing this thing through, I'm on board. But – and I think Justin Garcia in our little text string also mentioned if things don't go well, you know, you can also – this contract that Bobby Portis has is movable. It's not a crazy number for someone that can give you points off the bench or can start for you and kind of be that stretch four that, you know, some teams are going to really like.
So, again, whether or not this, you know, is some sort of big signing that appeases Giannis, I don't think we're saying that. But, again, the idea of keeping the band together, I think – appeals to Giannis, and to Wendy's point, the East is pretty open all of a sudden. That everyone's got a major piece injured, right? Except the Knicks, who, do they have a coach yet?
They do not.
No.
They just had the draft. Free agency starting today. They don't know who their coach is?
That is correct.
That seems odd. From a layman's perspective, which is not 30,000 feet like you, nor is it the expertise of Wendy and his crew, I just want Giannis to stay. And whatever it takes to make that happen, I hope it happens. But as Justin Garcia points out, you can do all these things. You can retain Gary Trent Jr., and you can bring back Brooke Lopez. And Giannis could still say, you know what, this isn't working. I think it is time for me to explore other options. So I don't think this necessarily puts us in any different frame of mind. It's just one piece that does matter to this team, and it's a guy that everybody likes, right? Like, everybody on the team seems to like him. Certainly the fan base likes him. So that's a good thing. And to your and Justin's point, if it does blow up, you can trade him. It's not a onerous contract that no one's going to want to take on. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's the point. And I don't think anybody in Milwaukee or our fans are looking at this and saying, if you run this back and you get Dame back late in the season, do we think that this team can win a championship?
No, I don't think this year, no. Even if you get Dame back late in the season, because he's not going to be until 2026 that he's.
I think
if your core is the same as it is right now, which I don't know where they're going to find. I don't know, and maybe John Horst has something up his sleeve.
Bring back Drew Holiday.
And we'll find out. No, you never know, right? That's going to be the interesting part of this. I don't know what you can do, but I don't think there's anybody that watched the end of this season, even with Dame, and thought, yeah, this is a championship team. Maybe I'm mistaken. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are people that thought a healthy Dame and a healthy Giannis would beat Indiana, would beat New York, would have beat Boston, whatever. I don't sense anyone felt that. And I don't know, after you made the moves, getting rid of Chris Middleton and bringing in Kuz, and you were hoping for more. Now, maybe you find a little more refined roles. You find guys, and Giannis stays healthy, and Dame comes back and is fresh as the daisy in March, and all of a sudden You get rolling in April, May, June. That could happen. I wouldn't bet it.
I wouldn't either. All right, we need to get to Whoa Nelly, but not until Tausch tells us about UW Credit Union, which, by the way, that was among the expired ATM cards that I had in my wallet. That also didn't work.
For every stage of life, doesn't matter if you're trying to find 17 cents or $1,700, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, why'd you join UW Credit Union, old T? Well, I wanted to keep my banking local. I love their member-first service and their great perks like early payday. And they have a great debit card. But honestly, Bucky, how do you say no to that little rascal? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things. This just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Whoa Nelly, not to be confused with the artist who played a concert after the Brewers game on Friday, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
There's a story that I'm hoping Jesse is going to tell during Whoa Nelly, because he texted about it from AmFam Field. Let's find out together. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Those watching on the video stream can see I have my Pat Murphy bobblehead fully in hand. I was at Saturday's Brewers game with a group of 16. Big group. Ooh, big group.
How'd you break down the seating?
Two rows of 8.
Okay.
Which worked out really well, I think, actually. Better than one row of 16. Pat Murphy bobblehead day on Saturday. Kind of ironic that I was there for that, but I do have one in possession here, holding his reigning NL Manager of the Year trophy. Pretty cool bobblehead. I hadn't gotten a bobblehead from the stadium in a while. It's a nice one. I'm glad I have it because he is a great manager and led the team to the postseason and overachieved last year and appears to be on a trajectory to overachieve once again here in 2025. So
you're a beauty.
It's a great bobblehead to have.
Yeah.
Team's been hot. Best record in baseball over the last 30 games entering play yesterday.
Well, that's an interesting stat.
Yeah, could have been through 31 games had they not blown it in the bottom of the ninth yesterday. And actually could have been one game back of the Cubs entering play today. Instead, they're two back, going to New York to face the Mets, who have been slumping. Chance to pounce on the Mets and David Stearns. Chance to pounce on the Dodgers next week before the All-Star break. The Miz on the mound on Wednesday this week, allegedly. Could be another big week heading into the break here for the Brewers. Just two back and 11 games over 500, I believe we're sitting at. Or 10 games. 10 games, because they lost yesterday. So let's talk about the bobblehead for a minute, because we ran into a guy at the stadium that he's the worst. So,
what's his name?
Don't know.
Did he demand that the manager be fired?
He did not. So when you walk in, and thanks, I had my not out of date Associated Bank debit card on hand, so we were able to go very quickly into the stadium through the Associated Bank entrance out in center field. It's fantastic. So we get the Pat Murphy bobbleheads, and there's a lurker. Even worse than a dweller is a lurker. He's lurking right around the entrance. And he sees, we took a couple of different cars in, so there were four of us that walked in together from our group that we drove to the stadium. And so he sees a group of four, you know, 30-ish people who look like they're there on a Saturday just to have some Coors Lights and have a good time and may not care about their bobbleheads. And he comes up to us and he says, hey, when my kids came in, they weren't allowed to get a bobblehead. Would you guys mind sharing one of yours so I could give it to one of them? He, while he's asking this, doesn't have any bobbleheads in his hand of his own. Also, no children to be found anywhere.
Are you suggesting that he was less than truthful?
I 100% know this guy probably doesn't even have kids and is just trying to get extra bobbleheads for free so that he can try and turn around and sell them like the cribbage board on eBay or wherever else afterward. And shame on that guy and shame on anyone else who's trying to stoop to that level on a bobblehead giveaway. Let people come in with their bobbleheads. Get them the right way. If you want extra bobbleheads, buy extra tickets and go out and back in and do your thing however you want to that way. That's fine if you want to go that route.
Yeah!
Don't just ask and try to panhandle people like Wildy at the Woodman's checkout for a bobblehead just so that you can try and turn around and turn a profit on it online. Shame on that guy. Shame on anybody else that does that. And I know they're out there.
Do you think that you should be mandated to go in and watch a certain amount of innings to get the bobblehead?
So I've always thought this. They do the all-fan giveaways on the way into the stadium. And I think... Mm-hmm. Now, you'd have to figure this out because you'd have to wait to give them away until like the game is over.
Can't put them in the seats. People will poach and
right.
steal them.
I'm not opposed to give them away on the way out. Because also, like... So I've got the whole box here. Like... Everyone's walking
around. Yeah, stay by the microphone so we can hear
everyone's you. Walking around with the box the whole time. And you're worried, like, when you set them down at your seat. Okay, if, like, we were there with a group of 16, not a big deal. But if you're there with a group of, you know, two, just you and a friend, and you want to get up and go get nachos, you're probably not going to carry the bobblehead with you. And then someone might steal it mm-hmm. if you're leaving it under the chair. Or you do carry it, then it becomes a hassle. Why not do the all-fan giveaway on the way out?
Yeah.
After the end of the game.
Hey, Jesse?
Yeah.
Jesse.
I'm going to tell you something. I think this is a really smart idea.
Yeah.
Nothing until the third inning, you can leave the game. And if you don't want to, it actually will make it easier for the bobblehead collectors. Because the lines will be shorter for everybody that went into the game. And you can come in and get one and leave. But it's after the third inning. Third inning. We'll staff it, we'll have it out there, and when you exit the facility, you get your bobblehead. That would be, I think, a wise... But then what's going to happen is the diehard fans that want to stay for nine innings don't, so I have to...
Run
I'm
out.
Thinking this through as I'm
yeah,
saying
you
it.
Can't, you can't do it until after the game is over. Because then if fans leave early, the price of leaving early is you don't get the giveaway. The incentive to stay for all nine innings...
But you have no traffic.
The incentive to stay for all nine innings is you get the giveaway after the game is done. If you want to come in late, whatever, but that's the incentive to stay. I am all for it.
So Sydney and I went to a Chicago Sky game last year, and they did exactly this with their bobbleheads. They gave them out on your way out. It was great. Because then you're not schlepping them around when you go. You got pretzel in one hand, a Slurpee in the other, and then you got your boxed bobblehead in a third hand. Like, it was really convenient. I liked it. But again, we stayed till the end. So if you're really going to institute that rule, Jesse, there's going to be a lot of people that are trying to beat the traffic that are going to be unhappy about missing out on their bobblehead.
That's too bad. You're choosing to leave the game early. You can't leave the movie before it ends and then complain that you didn't get to see the end of the movie. It's your choice.
I don't think leaving the game early is the same as leaving a movie early.
I mean, if you really want
to... I don't know if there's an actual really good solution to this other than... I think this is just going to be the way it's going to be. That's what I think.
Whoa, Nelly!
So
after Jane,
all that, we're just right back where we started.
Jane, who we lauded earlier for being so dedicated to the show that she turned on the radio when the audio dropped off of the YouTube channel. In the YouTube comments, she was at Yankee Stadium when they introduced the Reggie bars, the candy bar for Reggie Jackson. Reggie hit a home run And first you saw one candy bar on the field, then the game was halted as the umpires had to pick up hundreds of Reggie bars. So maybe they should have given out the Reggie bars on the way out.
Well,
in retrospect, yeah. There.
Derek Turnbow bobblehead night. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Yeah, he'd been traded or released, right?
No, Derek Turnbow was, so the year before, he had been a fantastic closer for the Brewers stepping in. They announced his bobblehead for like June of the following year. He was awful the next year. Came in and blew a save on his bobblehead night and on a Saturday evening at then Miller Park, now AmFam Field. The fans donated some portions of his bobblehead back.
Did they tear his heads off?
Like you said,
our bobbleheads' heads are falling off.
You said I was calling for the manager's head earlier in the show, which is not true, but understandable. Derek Turnbow's head was not called for, but it was given.
It had all that great hair too.
Whoa, Nelly!
Lastly, I don't know if there's anything IPT about this. So on Friday night, I met Becca and her friends out. We were at a local establishment in Sun Prairie. And we were sitting outside, and it was nice. Like, music's playing, beautiful evening, having dinner, fish fry, Coors Lights in hand. And the Brewers game had started, and they had the NHL draft on the television, but I wanted to see the Brewers game. So I asked the waitress if they would put on the Brewers game. And she not only put on the Brewers game on the televisions, but also changed the audio outside to go from kind of light background music to a little more in-your-face Brian Anderson and Vinny Rotino on the call, which I appreciated. But I'm not sure all the other patrons. It wasn't necessarily a sports bar that we were at. It was just a, you know, an establishment for a Friday evening dinner. And I don't know if everybody else appreciated that. I didn't say anything to the waitress about, like, changing the audio back, but I wanted to. Would it have been IPT, or was there anything IPT about the entire situation?
Hey, you do you, man. You do you. Yeah, it would have been incredibly IPT, but it would have been really funny.
To call her over? So hey, by the way, I appreciate you putting the Brewers game on, but can you actually, I don't want to hear it. Can you put the light background back on? Everyone was having a better vibe that way.
I got to say, Jesse, this is a pretty good Jesse story right here.
Yeah, you had a nice Wonelli today. This is one of your better Wonellis. I think Bradshaw is rubbing off on you. That great presentation Bradshaw put out last night. You decided, hey, Bradshaw could do this. I'm going
to
do this.
You got so a what joke I would to like, close Jesse, it up?
What was my best joke, Tausch?
Exactly. No, I don't think you had a joke. If Jason didn't step on top of me, I was going to say this would be a nice ad for you to have a stand-up joke on every one of your Wonellis.
I'm not going to do that.
I know you won't.
I did want to ask you, when you're tailgating a game, parking lot, backyard, or establishment, what's your preferred choice? We did a backyard tailgate, and we still had to drive like 20 minutes to get in. I wasn't a big fan of it.
That's not tailgating. That's like visiting someone's house. Yeah,
but we're tailgating at John's house, and then we're going to go in.
Oh, how far does John live from AmFam Field?
I don't know, a couple miles, but with the traffic, it was, you know, 15 minutes or so to like get in and park.
Isn't it called tailgating? Because you're behind your car. It's the tailgate, the lights.
To be parked, and you walk to the stadium from where you could tailgate a mile away, but you cannot restart your car, load up, and go to
and
the stadium.
And drive it somewhere. Tailgate. Exactly. You did not tailgate at someone's house.
No, that wasn't tailgating.
You would have been better off with a Terry Bradshaw joke to close. Now you've kind of besmirched an otherwise really good Wonelli.
Then what did we do? Just went to a house party?
Yes. At John's house.
Okay.
And then drove to the game together.
So a pregame house party is different than a tailgate.
You pregamed. Yeah. There you go. You pregamed.
All right. Noted.
Okay. We got the post game coming up next because we're going to wrap up the show momentarily. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is our crew.
A drive, left center, deep. See you later. Caleb Durbin, turn out the lights.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 100.5 ESPN.
Before we go, after what I thought was a really enjoyable program today.
Yeah, fun little show today.
We close with a text message to the Carbless Talkin' Text
line. We might have figured it out, Rob in Waukesha. How about you get a ticket for the bobble or the giveaway when you enter the stadium and then redeem when leaving? That way, if you do want to leave early after the fifth inning or whatever, they'll start giving out the bobbleheads or the giveaways as you're leaving, and you just redeem your ticket. Very easy to get it as you go in. Put it in your pocket. You're good to go. I like this idea. You can still leave whenever you want.
Can you ask people and say, I have children and they didn't get a coupon for the bobblehead?
What if Jesse misread this situation and this dude just found a way to get tickets and has seven kids and they all love the Brewers and think Pat Murphy's awesome and he wanted to get some extra bobbleheads and Jesse just thinks that he's a collector trying to scam it?
It was possible for a minute until I looked around the stadium and saw all the other kids that were walking around with bobbleheads because they weren't not giving them to kids.
It was a lie.
It was an all-fan giveaway. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or 90.
It wasn't a Coors Light bobblehead.
Oh, they wouldn't give it to my kid. You didn't even have kids, bro.
All right, we'll see how Jesse is scammed next tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.